Hospital to face probe over home birth fatality. The Public Health Ministry will launch an investigation into whether a private hospital broke medical ethics by allegedly turning away a pregnant woman who was in labor, forcing her to give birth at home, which led to her baby dying. The probe will be conducted by the Department of Health Service Support, Public Health Ministry Deputy Permanent Secretary Wachira Pengjan said yesterday. The investigation would be carried out even though the Social Security Office confirmed the woman's health care benefits did not cover childbirth. The investigation will focus on whether the case was an emergency that the hospital had to admit, and if the hospital strictly followed the ministry's guidelines on emergency cases in providing treatment or referring the patient, he said. The mother, 31-year-old Chontisa Wanatip, was found in an exhausted state by neighbors at her home in Intamarasoy 1 in Payatay District on Sunday afternoon. Her baby was dead beside her. That morning, Ms. Chontisa went to a private hospital in Payatay District to be admitted for treatment for labor pains, according to a police investigation. But the hospital staff told her that her Social Security benefits did not cover delivery of a baby. She was told that the service fee was 15,000 to 18,000 baht. Ms. Chontisa told police that she could not afford the fee, so she decided to return home. She later gave birth on her own, resulting in her baby's death. After she was found by neighbors, police were called to help, and she was sent to state-run Ratchawiti Hospital near the Victory Monument. Media reports said Ratchawiti Hospital declined to admit her, so she went to Ramatibidi Hospital. Ratchawiti Hospital Director Udom Chawarin brushed aside claims the hospital had turned her away. The doctor claimed police took Ms. Chontisa and her baby's body to Ratchawiti and asked the hospital to conduct an autopsy on the body and examine Ms. Chontisa. He said the police wanted to determine if the baby's death was suspicious. However, since Ratchawiti Hospital did not have a forensic doctor to perform an autopsy, it recommended the pair be sent to Ramatibidi Hospital instead. "We did not reject the patient. We were at the receiving end in this incident," Dr. Udom said. Meanwhile, Social Security Office Deputy Secretary General Suradet Walitikun said that, according to a preliminary check, Ms. Chontisa had contributed to the Social Security Fund for only 4 months. A mother seeking benefits for the delivery of a baby must contribute for at least 7 months. However, he said, in the case of emergencies, patients could be admitted to any hospital. "I think the problem was miscommunication," Mr. Suradet said. HSS Deputy Director General Tarret Grasana Irawiwong said the investigators would check Ms. Chontisa's medical records to determine if hers was an emergency case.